This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: I think my friend is helping my husband cheat. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 13 years to my best friend. We've done everything together for the last 20 years, and we can darn near finish each other's sentences. He has been a great dad for our two dogs, and he will do anything for my mom and dad. He also loves my best friend as much as I do, and they get jealous and fight over who's really my best friend. She's had the worst dating experiences, and after her last few bad dates, she came to our house and we popped open a bottle of wine and listened to some music and smoked weed. But lately, our vibe has been off. She and I have been going out without my husband. He always says he has something else to do. She's been inviting me to all kinds of odd activities that we'd never do, like a paint and sip party. We've been roller skating to a WNBA game, and we went to a stage play, all without my husband. It's almost like my husband has asked my best friend to get me out of the house so he can go cheat. Once when I called my husband and could not reach him, she said that my husband needs some space, so give him a break. She should never speak on my husband like that. I see now that she might be too close to my husband, and I don't like that. Yesterday, he texted me to ask if we'd ordered our food yet. I was at lunch with my best friend, and I hadn't told him where I was going. He was supposed to be helping his brother cut down a tree, so how were his hands free to text me? I am sure that his text was meant for my best friend. My intuition tells me that she's running interference. What do you think? Am I paranoid or what? You know, if things aren't adding up in your brain and all that, and your intuition says something is off, then it's off. You're not paranoid. You got to trust your instincts here. This is not normal behavior for a best friend anyway. But this whole marriage is unusual, to say the least, because she is so comfortable giving you her unsolicited opinions about your marriage. She's all up in your marriage. It's just too much. Another thing, you said your husband, how was he able to text you when he was supposed to be out helping his brother cut a tree down? Well, that's no evidence of him cheating. That what is that? I mean, you can't base your suspicions on something that flimsy. You have no proof. He could have just been taking a break at that moment and decided to call you. You got mad at your bestie for saying something to you about your husband needing a break, needing his space, but you created this monster. She couldn't even be that close to your husband and up around him so much, but you allowed this, and now she feels entitled to say what she says in front of you and about your marriage. I think she's too comfortable. At first, you love the attention of them fighting over you and all that, that, you know, who's, no, I'm your best friend. I'm your best friend. But now it's backfired on you. I think you just need to reestablish your boundaries with this female friend and your other bestie who you say is your husband. And he should understand and fall in line with you. You're his wife. You've given her equal status with your husband and all of this. And that's why this is such a mess. This is craziness. You have to not let her be so involved. You got to get her out of your relationship. This is not a throuple. This is not a sister wife situation. She doesn't belong in your marriage. Get her out. Steve?
This letter is not about, I think my friend is helping my husband cheat. That ain't what this letter is about. This letter is about three grown people that have formed this ignorant alliance with one another. Y'all gotta, you know, like I always tell married people, the best way to stay married and stay content is to form a two-handed circle. Well, it's three of y'all in this circle, and it don't make no damn sense. I don't know how you thought a marriage can work like this, but they hear these letters always start off wonderful. I'm married to my best friend. We've been together for 20 years. We can finish each other's sentences. Then here where the letter start taking this weirdness to me. He's been a great dad to our two dogs. Listen to me. Stop. People with dogs, stop saying that. People that got
That's what
pets,
you're mad about.
Stop saying that y'all is mommy and daddy to these damn animals. It ain't the same.
That's how
it, I don't care how you feel. It is not the same. Having a dog ain't close to having no baby. He's such a good dad. All you got to do is put some food in a bowl and with next some water, walk his ass every now and then, and take a scoop of poop out there. You can let his ass out in the yard. You ain't even got to talk to it. Shut up. Y'all are not real parents. Them is just your damn dogs. Let's clear that.
People with dogs do not agree with you.
I don't give a damn what they agree with. Have a baby and see if it's the same. Have a baby and see if it's the same as having a damn dog. Mm. Rest my case. I bet you I win that. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
He also loves, and he would do anything for my mom and dad. He also loves my other best friend as much as I do. And they get jealous and fight over who's really my best friend. What? You know, I've never heard that before. In all my life, I ain't never heard no married couple and the husband and the woman's best friend is fighting over who her best friend. Well, you ever heard that before?
Nope.
Hell no. That's why you know the rest of this letter is doomed. All these dumbass people in this letter right here, including the one that think that they the damn daddy of them damn dog. Them is not children. I'm tired of this.
Steve. We'll have part two of your response, your angry response, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is my friend helping my husband cheat. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Is my friend helping my husband cheat is the subject.
Well, listen to me. That ain't really what this letter's about. This is about this odd alliance you have, this three-handed circle y'all have formed in your marriage that is going to backfire, as Shirley said. And then you're talking about, I always start with how good of a man he is. We've been together 20 years. We damn near finish each other's sentences. He's been a great dad to our two dogs. Let's stop saying this right now, okay? I want everybody to listen to me. Because you have dogs that don't mean your ass is a parent. It ain't even close. And you can ask anybody that's got real kids, damn them dogs, talking about y'all as parents. You ain't got to do nothing for his ass. He eat off the floor. He lick himself. All you need is a bowl of water and some food, and you go open up the door and let his ass out in the yard. You ain't got to check on him, see how he feel. You ain't got to talk to him. He don't want no new Nikes. He ain't asked for no iPhone. It ain't the same.
That's
it's a damn dog. I'm so mad at that. Anyway, he loves my mom and dad, but he loves my best friend as much as I do, and they get jealous and fight over who's really my best friend. Now, listen to me, y'all. You ain't never heard that before. Well, what man is sitting up arguing with his wife's girlfriend who her best friend?
Right.
This is weird. Then she says she has the worst dating experiences, and after her last few bad dates, damn. So she just out there. She came to our house, and we popped open a bottle of wine, listened to some music, and smoked weed. But lately, our vibe has been off. She and I have been going out without my husband. He always say he got something else to do. She been inviting me to all kinds of odd activities that we never do, like a paint and sip. Y'all were just at the house drinking wine and weed. Why that sounds so out the question? You were just at the house. Drank a whole damn bottle of wine and a sack of weed. Now you trying to figure out how to sip the paint and sip out the damn question. Somebody lying. We've been roller skating. What? And we went to a WNBA game. Now, they can hoop out there. Them girls can hoop. I love them girls, so I can't say nothing. We went to a stage play all without my husband. Well, if I was your husband, I don't want to go to damn stage play either. So what?
Why?
That ain't nothing new. Might want to go down here all that all Othello and West Side Story.
It's culture,
I don't give a damn in the Annie singing in a swing. I can't stand that kind of stuff. I'm half-ass acting, overacting, talking all loud, walls moving on stage. That ain't no real wall, and I saw you moving. And that's why I can't go to plays. It's almost like my husband had asked my best friend to get me out the house so he can go cheat. Once when I called my husband and couldn't reach him, she said my husband needs some space, so give him a break. She should never speak on my husband like that. Why not? She come over to your house, drink wine, smoke weed. She come over there and tell y'all all about her dates. Y'all argue about who the best friend and all this here. She should never speak on my husband. Why not? And now I think she might be too close to my husband. I don't like that. Yesterday he texted me to ask if we'd ordered our food yet. I was at lunch with my best friend, and I hadn't told him where I was going. Now, wait a minute now. You was at lunch with which one of your best friends?
Her.
Because this sounds like somebody new. Oh, she with the girl?
Female.
And I hadn't told him I was going. He was supposed to be helping his brother. Now, listen to this. He was supposed to be helping his brother cut down a tree. So how was his hands free to text me?
What?
You ever seen anybody cut the tree down? You ain't got to stand there and hold the tree with two hands. He was cutting the tree down. They wasn't pushing the tree down. What the hell wrong with you? They was cutting the tree.
Yeah.
You know, you do know they got electric saws right now. You just saw them. It'll take a while. And I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't a big-ass tree, because I'm going to tell you right now, you go out there and try to cut that big-ass tree down next to your house, you're going to mess around and ain't going to have no house no more. Because if you don't get that tree to fall the right damn way, your ass got a problem. I don't think nobody was cutting the damn tree down. I'm sure his text was meant for my best friend. I don't even understand where that came from. So he texts me, but I'm sure the text was for my best friend. My tuition tells me that she's running interference. What do you think? Am I paranoid or what? I think you're real paranoid. And just to make you even more paranoid, here I go. Guess what I think? I think your best friend is screwing your husband. That's what I think. I think that's why they can't be around each other no more. That's what I think. I think because he can't go to the sipping weed smoke, wherever the hell you going, and painting on each other and stuff. That rollerblading and sitting up at the NWAB game. He can't do none of that because he's sleeping with your damn friend. And he ain't going to be able to hide it. And when the last time you heard an argument about who was your best friend? Because what they found out ain't neither one of them your friend.
They're each other's best friend.
You done let your best friend get all up in your house.
Too much.
Yeah. All right now. That's what I think. Yeah.
All right, Steve. Post your comments on today's.
Him and her ever ran to the store right quick?
Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free
TV and you wasn't down there.
Radio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour,
they went to the bathroom at the same time.
He's going to take us somewhere. We have no idea where that is or what that means. We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.